breaking news.
Singer Whitney Houston, one of the greatest voices of our generation, seeing it has gotten confirmation from a representative, has died.
You've all learned of the unspeakably tragic news of our beloved Whitney's passing. Whitney was so full of life. She was so looking forward to tonight. Whitney would have wanted the music to go on, and her family asked that we carry on.
All at once, I finally took a moment and I'm realizing that you're not coming back. And it finally hit me all at once.
And tonight, we ask ourselves, how do we speak to this time, to this day? There is no way around this. We've had a death in our family. And so at least for me, the only thing that feels right is to begin with a prayer for a woman who we loved, for our fallen sister, Whitney Houston. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sharing our sister Whitney with us. Today our thoughts are with her mother, her daughter, and all of her loved ones. And although she is gone too soon, we remain truly blessed to have been touched by her beautiful spirit and to have her lasting legacy of music to cherish and share forever. Amen. There are moments in the history of this show that we will remember for the rest of our lives. So before we go any further tonight, I want to share one of those Grammy moments for millions of other music lovers all around the world tonight who are feeling a very painful loss in our Grammy family.
First, I got the news that Whitney had passed, and not even minutes later is when I got the call to sing, you know, in honor of her memory. I would do anything for Whitney and anything to help honor her memory. I just hope I can get through it. What makes me smile when I think about that night is when the love that was in the room, in that huge venue, to see everyone still go on and celebrate music and each other and Whitney with music. That's what the Grammys is. That's what the Grammy represents, you know, and that's what made it a true Grammy night.